see you brightening the air. Let me see you playing everywhere. For your lights are shining free. I give all I am to thee. Open my eyes to the world.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. As many of you may know, this is a challenging time for light workers on Earth with so many loud voices talking. Much of the information that's coming down from the universe is very polarized in nature, with much about political dissent and social unrest. Know that we can rely on the information and the light workers to keep the spiritual focus with a spiritual work that has been given to you, and now you are giving to the people around you as you follow your destiny.
And your personal balance in your thoughts and emotions so that you can continue
with your spiritual work as designated and assigned to you. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out is about giving you the strength and support to do that. We are here to provide information, to help you with your concerns, to answer questions, and to be there for you. The Let's Find Out staff and people who share with us on the show are interested in maintaining balance, caring, thoughtfulness, and healing as we proceed through these very difficult 10 years coming in the next decade. If you think that the changes around you have been exceptional and the energies have been unusual, brace yourselves. We're coming into a new decade, and this is only the beginning of a rough 10-year period with a shift, an upshift of very dramatic and powerful and life-changing energies. This energetic force is about destruction before reconstruction, as we reach deep into our souls and find out and establish a new way of living, a change in the way of living for the better of all humans and animals and plant life on this planet. We are fighting to preserve the earth, to make changes that are positive, and to live with the balance of love, peace, and harmony. Trust that. Know that. It is deeply appreciated that you are taking the time to listen to Let's Find Out. It is also appreciated that you are taking the time to hear any of the programs on BBS Radio. We are expanding, we've come a long way, and we have overcome the impossible by saying, so what? We have to forge ahead. And now, let's get on with tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and happy Father's Day to everybody. The middle of June is always a great time for graduations, Father's Day, and sometimes weddings. But June, to me, is the month of roses. I love roses, and they always bloom in June. Tonight, we're going to have quite a discussion. We're going to be talking about the eclipses that are coming in June, and the full moon that we just had, or we're having tomorrow, or in the middle of it. And what's coming in between now and 2020? Because we are about to go through the terrible 20s, and people don't like me to say that, but I believe in facing the truth and preparing for it. A lot of people are worried about financial upset and whether we're going to crash the banks and everything. And I wanted to talk a little bit in the beginning tonight of abundance and what abundance really is. But I wanted to also give our call-in number if you wanted to call to ask a question. And it is 888-429-5471. I'm sorry, it took me a minute here. 888-429-5471. Elizabeth Joyce, if you'd like to call in and ask a question about what's coming for you, or what's going on with you right now, and maybe you want to have an answer, because we're all in the middle of a culmination. Most of us have worked very hard for the last 18 months, 9 months, since the beginning of the year, to create and manifest and perhaps change our life. And this month of July, with Mercury retrograde and two eclipses, promises to be a month of change. And since the eclipses are in Capricorn and Cancer, it also promises to be a month of following natural law and emotions. Emotions are important. Logic is important. Emotions are more important. So you really want to know where you'll be affected when the eclipse comes, what life area will it affect? And I'm going to go over this a little bit with you. So here's a run-through of the 12 houses. The first house is your ability to make first impressions. It's your basic personality characteristics. It's who you are, how you project yourself to the world. That's the first house. If the eclipse lands there, then you're going to be working on those issues. The second house is always the house of finances, money, and beauty. And your ways of bringing money in, whether you'll have abundance or not have abundance. So that's the second house. The third house deals with communication. It deals with your neighborhood and your siblings, as well as your oldest son. So if you have a flare-up with your oldest son or there's some kind of problems along there, you can bet that the eclipse is falling in your third house. The fourth house is the house of home, family, all your ancestors, as well as your mother. Your mother rules the fourth house, home, family, and comfort as well. Or whether you're buying and selling, perhaps moving along, who knows. The fifth house focuses on your ability to plan. It focuses on your wonderful gifts of being able to get artistic things out there or whatever your creative things are out into the world. And it also focuses on romance. Sometimes there's a little gambling that goes along with the fifth house, too. And the fifth house would be your daughter, by the way. The sixth house deals with situations which you can serve others. How can I serve you? And it's the house of work. And work usually involves giving something or providing some kind of a material gain to someone else. Or maybe it can be mathematical or legal. But that's the fifth house. And it also has a little bit to do with your health issues. The sixth house basically is your health issues. The fifth house is your health issues, how you're holding up through all of your stress and strain, plus pets. It's about whether you would like to get a pet, whether you have a pet, or whether you need to attend to a pet. Now, the seventh house is the house of partnerships. And it governs how you relate to others, particularly where partnerships and rivalries are concerned. It also will show you open enemies. That's the seventh house. The eighth house deals with financial obligations that are shared with others, as well as money that you receive from others, such as a car loan or a mortgage, insurances, wills, and that type of thing. And it also rules your sexuality because the eighth house deals with sex and death. And death is a change in the way of living. Sometimes if an eclipse is in the eighth house, you could get pregnant. And it could be karmic, meaning that you had chosen before you were born to wait until this particular time of life to be with child. The ninth house governs your long-distance travel, higher education, your relationship with in-laws, and legalities. Legalities are important, and that can be government laws as well as the laws that we have in our counties and in our cities. The tenth house is related to career goals, how you interact with authority figures, as well as the father. Fourth house is the mother, tenth house is the father. Those houses are opposite. The 11th house rules your hopes and your friends and love received. Louise Hay always said that we find it more difficult to receive love than to give love. That's the 11th house. And the 12th house is concerned with hidden matters, hospitals, institutions, your subconscious mind, your need to be alone, but also hidden enemies. So those are the 12 houses that are affected by the eclipse. And in January of 2019, a seed may have been sown in a particular area of your life during the first two eclipses of this year. One was in January, and the other one, well, they were both in January, but we had some activity in February too. So think back to the events you experienced during those two dates, the 25th of January and the 5th of January, and two dates within a week or two, and remember that if any major incident occurred, did you decide to make a change in your environment? And did this desire bring you a new beginning and the need to pull away from a particular person or situation? Maybe that began to stir quietly within you and opened up your heart to new alternatives during that month. Answers to questions like these will help you getting your bearings and assessing what's coming in July. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking about the eclipses that are coming next month. It is a call-in show, and I have Anne on the line. Hello, Anne. How are you?
I'm well. I have one more hour for my birthday, so I thought I'd call in. This is the end of my day birthday surprise.
So happy birthday to you.
Thank you. What is your question tonight? Well, my question is how you see the eclipses affecting my life this year, this summer.
What's your rising sign?
Cancer.
Your rising sign is Cancer. So the eclipses are going to affect you pretty heavily because it is in Cancer. And that means that you're going to be, it will be mostly your first house. It could be a little bit overlapping in your 12th house, which would mean hospital institutions and worried about either your health or your mother's health because it's Cancer. It would be women. Is there somebody that you are concerned about health-wise?
I'm not sure. My mother's passed on. My sister is still alive, but relative or not necessarily relative?
It's a woman who would be close to you like a mother.
Okay, that would be my sister. She's not much older than I am. Mm-hmm. She's 90. She's turned 90 this year.
When is her birthday?
September 29th.
So she's a Leaper. She's also affected more in the fall months, September, October, than she would be now. So whatever is happening is going to begin in July and culminate in October. And then you asked about yourself. You've had a very lucky year this year, and the first half of your year will be better than the second half of your year. But you're lucky because Jupiter is favorable to you right now. And so what's going to happen is you're expanding, money got a little better, and whatever you're doing for life is becoming a little easier. And you're finding some more understanding inside than you've had before. Are you taking time to meditate?
Yes.
Good.
More peace with myself.
I feel there's been a shift. And I don't know why. I think it came from within, and I think it came from your inner desire to really want to have peace and to work from within, because that's how you win anything from working from within. I know, it's amazing. So I wish you well. I think you're going to have a good rest of the year at this point, but please keep an eye on your sister. It'll start to show pretty soon. So if you need to get in touch with me offline, you know how to get me.
Cancer, I'm affected because of Capricorn, but Gemini, but for Jupiter.
No, you're getting mixed up. We're talking the eclipses in Cancer.
Eclipses.
You're
Got
affected
it.
In okay. your first house. Jupiter first is house. In Gemini, and that would be in your 12th house because that comes before Cancer. So you're going to learn more about your friends and other people, and you may have to spend some time in hospitals and institutions during this time to help others. Not yourself, but to help others.
Not myself, to help others. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
So, whatever happened in January, whatever happened in January, whatever you wanted to happen. You know, I had something very special happen in January. I was out on a trip, and I just had an incredible energetic experience with a friend. And it was extremely powerful. We both felt like we were with each other, and we weren't even in the same state, much less the same area. So it was magical. It was very etherical. But so at the end of this January, I did have a feeling inside that I needed to make a change in my life, and I've just completed that. So both Cancer and Capricorn are cardinal signs. Now, a cardinal sign is the strongest sign that we have. We have cardinal, fixed, and mutable. And the cardinal signs will be affected. When they're affected pretty tightly, pretty tough. It brings active engagement in whatever situation it touches. And Cancer is a water sign, and it's ruled by the moon. So it does this through emotionality and sensitivity that can sometimes bring a class of viewpoints. In fact, I picked the perfect song tonight by William Vitalis. It's called The Hour of Blue, and it talks about the moon and the moon's light, which does affect us. So you'll enjoy listening to that a little bit later in the show. On the plus side, Cancer is a caring sign. It indicates that tragedies affected by eclipses are not likely to bring an instant response, but will leave affected areas better off than they were before. So if you're a Cancer or a Capricorn, an Aries or a Libra, whatever is coming for you will leave you better off than you were before. And that includes rising sign as well as sun sign. As a natural ruler of the fourth house, an individual termed Cancer deals with matters such as real estate and family matters. In personal terms, the path of least resistance is often the norm with a Cancer, meaning that when translated into the affairs of a country, its decisions relate to homeland security, and they're likely to lean towards peace than war. Now, the United States of America has its Sagittarian rising, and that puts Cancer in the eighth house. Which rules what? Banks, other people's money, shared funds. So perhaps we're going to do better with homeland security, and we'll do better with negotiating with our foreign countries in the next few months. And it's nice to know that our economy is strong, and let's hope that it gets stronger. I do have another caller. I have Jebus from La something. I can't quite see that. Are you there, Jebus?
Hello? Los Angeles.
And where are
Hello,
you from?
Jenny from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. When is your birthday?
Yes. Okay, my birthday is 1/17/43. I'm a Capricorn with Libra rising.
There you go. My goodness, that's a double whammy. They're both cardinal signs. So the Capricorn, a Capricorn is usually a person that's very good with math, very good with logic, very good with figuring out their bills. They're not good with empathy, and they're not good around the opposite sex because maybe they don't understand them. Now, Capricorn doesn't put up with any frivolousness or any BS. They are very serious people. But you have that Libra rising, and that kind of softens everything for you because Libra rules beauty. It rules duality. Usually somebody with the definition of a Libra rising is married young with a pretty face. So were you married young?
Yes, I was married young, and I was always told I was very beautiful. So you're right on both.
You must be. You must be. There you go. Uh-huh. And what is your question tonight?
How will the eclipses affect me?
Well, again, your rising sign is Libra, right?
Correct.
So just give me a minute to think.
Okay.
Cancer's on your midheaven. You're gonna have good earning power and good job possibilities. Are you in the middle of changing your job?
No, I'm in real estate. It was always been good. It was slow last year, and it's getting better this year, much better.
It's going to pick up. It's going to pick up in the next 6 months. I'd love to do a longer personal reading with you, but of course tonight we're just giving tidbits. But I do feel that your money and your real estate will pick up and get better. Where in California are you?
I'm in Los Angeles.
You're in Los Angeles now. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
I'm feeling that you're going to stretch out a little bit, maybe Newport Beach or down in that area with your real estate.
You could be
up in the canyons. I think you're going to go more towards the beach. So remember that if you do get an opportunity in that direction, to grab it.
I sure will.
Okay.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for sharing your gift.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Let's Find Out, and please keep me posted.
Will do. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking about the eclipses and how they're going to affect you. And we have Oren here from New York. Hello, Oren. Are you there?
Sam.
And when is your birthday?
I'm also a Cancer, July 20th.
Oh, so you're right on the cusp at the end of Cancer. Are you a writer?
I'm a musician.
You have that kind of talent.
Creative pursuits.
Yeah, you do have that. That you were born with that, Oren. You brought it in from a past life, just in case you want to know. What is your question tonight?
Well, you were talking about events in January, and my wife and I separated around that time.
Mm-hmm.
For the better, for both of us. And I'm actually, and you mentioned with the first caller who was a Cancer, about how things...
We're just talking about you,
year.
Though.
Well, no, okay. So, and I related to it in that my life has gotten a little easier. I feel like I've started making more money. I've been more successful. I just got a new job, actually working for a radio show where we have psychics and such, just like you.
That's lovely.
I'm just wondering if I should... hitch my wagon to that, if I should stay the course or...
Okay, here's the law. Here's the law. I'm giving you natural law, Oren. If the job came to you, it came to you for a reason. It came for you to meet other people. It came for you to grow. And it came for you to fulfill something that has not yet been fulfilled. So you stay with it for as long as you need to until whatever brought you there, manifest, and then go with the flow. You're going to see some changes and new opportunities at the end of August through October. So the eclipse could affect you because you could have some disappointing news about your wife. And I do feel the divorce is coming. And I do feel that that is in your own best interest. You said for both of you. And that could be finalizing as well.
Now, my other concern is that, so I'm in a new relationship and I'm very, very happy in a way that I never have been.
No new relationship for a year. If you're in one, God bless it. Give it a year. You have just been set free. You want to go through this new relationship every single season and get to know the person. Of course you're happy because you were dead for so long. And now you're feeling some feelings that you haven't felt in a long time. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to be on guard anymore. Enjoy this relationship. Don't look for marriage. Don't look for kids. Don't look for the white picket fence. Just take it day by day and enjoy the relationship and see if it will grow.
Great advice.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for calling. Let's find out.
Okay.
Well, we have another caller, an Anne from New York City, and she's an Aquarian, February 11th. How are you, Anne? What can I do for you?
I'm good. I've been doing some tutoring work for a family. And I'm wondering if you see that continuing through the summer. And also, I'm trying to get other work as well. So I just was curious about that.
Well, I think, do you know what your rising sign is by any chance?
No.
Always know your rising sign because that's where the planets fall.
Okay.
I think that you are going to be affected by the sixth house, which, of course, is lovely. That's the house of work and the house of working hard. And you work with health and happiness. Keep your mind and heart occupied with who you're caring for. And be careful I'm feeling there's some kind of an upset with illness around that family. So be on guard for that and be there, you know, for when that may happen. I do feel you'll be at least be there through the summer. I also feel two other jobs coming your way, I'm going to say between the end of August and November, and you'll have to make a choice. But you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Oh, that's good, because they seem to like me, but the school year's ending, and I'm not sure if they'll continue with me, you know, but if you see it continuing through the summer,
they might continue with you, but not as a tutor. They might continue with you more as taking care of the children while they travel.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I mean, I did do some babysitting once because
well,
their kids,
it's not babysitting. No, it's not babysitting. It might be educational. It might be making sure that they're cared for and occupied, but I don't call that babysitting.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, yeah, okay. I was looking
out for
them once so far.
Yeah, more of a teaching type of a position. When you're with kids, you can show them so much, and that's a wonderful gift. But I do feel
that's great. The
parents will be going off, and you'll be with the children for a while. So good luck to you. Thanks for calling. Let's find out.
Thank you. Bye.
I think I'll talk a little bit more about how we know details about what's coming for us. After all we want is happiness and balance and for our dreams to come true. The important thing to understand that during the July eclipses, their effects will essentially highlight both signs, both Capricorn and Cancer. That's the father and the mother, or you've got to follow the law in order for you to manifest that which you need. And Cancer people can be rather crabby. Capricorn people can be very, very closed and not open to new changes. They don't like change. But the most important thing is to find your happy place this summer. And the upsetting thing to me about July is that we not only have two eclipses, but we have something called Mercury retrograde. Now, Mercury retrograde happens three times a year, and it brings us mayhem. It brings us lost luggage, appointments canceled, telephone messages not reaching you, upsets, confusion, and the inability to get your ideas across to others. What it's really designed to do is to clean up the soul, for you to look at what you have to clean up, such as your filing cabinet or putting things away, and what you need to take care of in order for you to move ahead. So it's a great time for cleaning out closets and drawers, or for finally vacuuming the house, or those things that you need to get done that we always put off. Your happy place is the quality where we look at the effects of a solar and a lunar eclipse and what it does for us, and what are the similarities and differences between the two in consideration. Well, a solar eclipse is a new beginning. A solar eclipse affects where we're going. A lunar eclipse is an ending. A lunar eclipse is, okay, I'm wrapping this up, now I'm going to be going on elsewhere. Sometimes the lunar will come in first and the solar will come in second. And that's funny, because I believe that energy overlaps and that you're finishing up something and a new beginning can start before the finishing has happened, much like Orin from New York that just called. You leave your wife and you're not done with the divorce, but you meet somebody new. And that's an overlap of energies. So use this energy for your best advantage. And be very thankful for the changes they bring, because that's what they're supposed to do. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. This is a call-in show, and the number to call for a question is 888-429-5471. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go around the zodiac, and I'm going to tell each sign what they can expect with these eclipses. But first, we have to listen to these messages. Be back soon.
This is Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com. And now it's time for the weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 17th through June 23rd, 2019. This week brings us the summer solstice, a highly sensitive full moon, a potentially dangerous encounter between Mars and Pluto, a retrograde for Neptune, while Venus and Jupiter make harmony together. It promises to be an active and emotional week for sure. The full moon is on Monday, June 17th at 28 degrees of Sagittarius. It is closely aligned with the galactic center. This center point of the Milky Way was very important in the Mayan calendar conversations in 2012. Although abstract, perhaps this is an opportunity to align yourself with a higher purpose. It's time to take a risk on yourself to get to a higher level of self-expression, but you must open your belief system to allow this expansion that is waiting for you. Sagittarius transforms belief systems to help you open to a larger vision as well as a higher consciousness. As the full moon lights up the sky, it reminds us that it's time to finish up whatever has been left undone this month, especially in areas of traveling, learning, teaching, and sports, as well as possible spats with family members. Also, be careful, especially when taking any kind of a risk, because unstable Neptune changes direction and it increases sensitivity and heightens the desire to take a chance. Please note there is a higher risk of infection on the physical level and of being drawn into dangerous situations in general. On Tuesday, there's a big challenge in that quick Mercury and aggressive warrior Mars are opposing the let go of the past Pluto and slow but sure Saturn. You do need to take action, but don't force things or try to go too fast. Between June 14th and June 19th, there is a string of challenging planetary combinations, and you will need to adapt and adjust as needed. So go slow, have patience, and don't forget to breathe. Wednesday the 19th is a good day to keep a low profile. In other words, don't force things and avoid angry or impatient people. The Mars-Pluto opposition does have a silver lining, sort of, because the energy is not up to its full potential. Mars's firepower is weakened because it's in the water sign of Cancer, while Pluto in Capricorn is retrograde. In addition, it's the only time in 2019 that these planets will oppose each other. Thursday and Friday are more friendly under the Aquarius moon. This energy softens us as we say goodbye to spring and welcome in the summer months. On Friday, June 21st, the summer solstice is a bit complicated this year. Mental Mercury and assertive Mars continue to challenge Saturn and Pluto in a hurry-up-and-wait pace. At the same time, the softer planets, Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune, are in a complicated dance called a T-square. Think of it as a three-legged race when you kids were young. This energy brings opportunities to open up to new relationships and or enhance existing relationships. However, Neptune asks you to look at the spiritual side of people and to know the difference between fantasy, illusion, and reality and possibilities. Because this energy is in the summer solstice chart, it will be with us through the July eclipses right up to the fall equinox. Saturday calms us down as the moon moves into Pisces, a good day to go to a watery place, meditate, or watch a good movie. Mercury is now moving into the shadows of its coming retrograde cycle, July 7th through the 31st. Pay attention to your communications, transportation, and communications equipment, or other activities and schedules that will need adjustment next month. Something is going to change, for sure. Sunday brings a T-square between Venus, Jupiter, and Neptune. With this trio of planets, it's easy to overdo anything, from romance to overspending. Have fun, but keep a tight watch on your cash flow. Don't go so far off budget that you wind up regretting it. Be gentle with yourself on Sunday, and the daytime of Monday as well. Rest, relax, and know that you are getting ready for an active midweek as the moon moves into action sign Aries. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Elizabeth Joyce has just come out with a new bright clearing formula spray. This is a sanitizing and healing spray. It's extremely powerful, and great for clearing away negative energy. If you've had a sickness or a cold, it helps to clear the room, as well as areas that have had heavy activity, your exercise area, or perhaps the dining room just after dinner. It is suggested to be used generously as needed to spiritually cleanse an object. For example, if you want to upgrade your crystals, you always do that on the new moon, and you could spray it with the healing spray, this bright spray, put it in the window on a 9, a 3, a 6, or a 12, and let it sit there for 3 hours, and you'll have a new crystal that will be clear for your thoughts and input for the following month. This spray cleanses an object or space of stagnant energy, and you can use it daily in your bathroom area or any area where you feel a tightness, a cloudiness, a place of where you can't breathe well, such as cigarette smoke or odors from cooking. This spray will clear the room immediately. It's also wonderful for body workers, massage therapists, and healers, and it can be used after every client to renew and rejuvenate the room. Elizabeth Joyce's Bright Clearing Formula can be purchased at new-visions.com or by calling 201-934-8986. And now let's get back to Let's Find Out. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I have a wonderful, helpful, uplifting surprise for you. I had a dream in the full months of 2017 about a tea mixture that I was to prepare. Blended according to Ayurvedic principles and chanting of ancient Sanskrit mantras to assure deep cellular healing and relief from within outward. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea was born. This tea helps with illness because it penetrates any damaged cells in the body and flushes out poisons. If you are on heavy medication, this tea will be helpful with the effect, creating extra healing energy power. Drink the tea just before meditating or while listening to ascension music or chanting your mantra. The formula came from the divine and contains the holy Tulsa leaf from India. Because these tea leaves are freshly harvested, there is absolutely no caffeine in this tea. You can drink it hot or cold. The ingredients are honeybush, Tulsa leaf, turmeric, lemon peel, cinnamon, ginger, and cloves. This tea is not available in the stores as yet, but it will be very soon. It is available on my website, www.new-visions.com. You'll see the little icon of the tea box on the front page. So pick up a pouch, sit by the fireplace, get comfortable, play Ardas, and sip your tea. This elixir tea will also help you with troubled sleep. The tea can help you relax, to be calm, and to raise your vibration from within. It begins from the heart center outwards. I'm looking forward to helping you with your healing and your work from within. Thank you. If you wish to order the tea, you can call 201-934-8986 and leave us a message, as well as purchase it on the website. Don't wait to get your tea. The healing starts immediately. Thank you. The Chakras in Your Body is a meditation file created by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman way back in the year of 1993. Elizabeth Joyce considers this some of the best work she's ever done. Walk the spiritual pathway by opening all of your 7 body chakras. There are 2 tracks totaling over 1 hour of information. Track A contains the information to help you understand the chakras, and track B is a 25-minute guided meditation to open your heart center. It is extremely powerful, and within 120 days, your third eye should begin to open. You can get this MP3 file on Elizabeth's website, new-visions.com. You download it, you listen on your computer or smartphone or digital music player. Again, if you want to set up a very good and powerful meditation practice on a daily basis, the Chakras in Your Body is the MP3 file for you. It's an audio file, a guided meditation with beautiful music by Richard Shulman. Begin your meditation practice now and grow into the joy, knowledge, and inspiration that this practice will bring to you. Again, you can order it at the website new-visions.com. Go to Spiritual Products. Thank you. Healing Depression the Natural Way, an MP3 audio file by Elizabeth Joyce and Richard Shulman, is set to the backdrop of New Age melodies. Elizabeth Joyce relays a holistic and positive approach that deals with depression. The information introduced on the first side describes depression as the common cold of the mind that can affect anyone. Elizabeth shows us that no one, absolutely no one, is immune from a bout with depression. Where depression comes from, signs of its presence, and how to cope with it in a natural way are revealed in this simple guided meditation. This meditation, combined with the music from Richard Shulman, lists guilt and shame, allowing your unique personal insights to shine through, which will strengthen your self-esteem. This meditation has helped hundreds of people move out of their depression and into the light. You can order it at new-visions.com under Spiritual Products. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, an honored guest. Come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
When lightfall turns all into blue, now is the time when shadows turn back into dew. Ocean of light, who dips the air? It's known by many names, the Muslim call it Jal, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up, because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it pani. Oh, God.
The Garden of Life Meditation. The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly shaping our world and our experiences. Many of us are in the old habit of negative thinking, and we do not realize the damage that we have inflicted upon ourselves. However, we are never stuck, because we can always change our thinking.
As we learn to consistently choose positive thoughts, the old negative ones dissolve away. So sit with both feet flat on the floor and allow these messages and affirmations to penetrate within you. Your subconscious mind will pick up the ones that are important to you at the moment. These concepts are like fertilizing the soil of your mind. As you absorb them by repetition, you are slowly enriching the very basis of your garden of life. So as we go through these affirmations, as you allow them to come into your consciousness, know that you are planting seeds of positive thinking into your garden of life. I release the past with ease, and I trust the process of life. I close the door on old hurts, and I forgive everyone, myself included. I visualize a stream in front of me. I take all those old experiences, old hurts, and old pains, and I put them all on this stream and watch them begin to dissolve and drift downstream until they totally dissipate and disappear. I am free, and everyone in my past is free. I am ready to move forward and to new adventures that await me. Lifetimes come and go, but I am always eternal. I am alive and vital, no matter which plane of action I am existing on. Love surrounds me. Love surrounds me now, and love surrounds me in the future. Love surrounds me forever. My willingness to forgive begins my healing process. I allow the love from my own heart to wash through me, cleansing and healing every part of my body. I know I am healing. Forgiveness of myself and others release me from the past. Forgiveness is the answer for almost every problem. Forgiveness is a gift to myself. I forgive, and in doing that, I set myself free. I free myself and everyone in my life from the old past hurts. They are free now, and I am free now to move forward into new, glorious, fabulous experiences. I cross the bridge with joy and ease. The old unfolds into wonderful new experiences. And you know, my life gets better and better all the time. I am willing to release old negative beliefs. They are only thoughts, and thoughts stand in my way. New thoughts are positive and fulfilling. I release all the things from my past that cloud my vision. I see the perfection in all of life. I willingly forgive. I breathe love into my vision. I see with compassion and understanding. My clear insight is reflected in my outer sight. I breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the fullness and richness of life. Take a deep breath and breathe in the aromatherapy of spring, all of the flowers blooming, and the wonderful, glorious sights of the brilliant colors. Take a deep breath and observe your life with joy, abundantly supporting me. Life supports me with more good than I can imagine. I am guided throughout this day in making right choices. Divine intelligence and my blessed higher self continuously guide me in the realization of my goals, and I am safe. I am safe. It's only change. I break free and think wonderful thoughts. I move past my limitations into freedom. I now become all that I am created to be. I am that. I am love. I am growing in full bloom in my garden of wisdom. And so it is. Thank you.